Chillax, a podcast where you listen to this, our boys talk about life, news, and anything interesting. Welcome back, everyone, to a new episode of the Chillax podcast. I hope all of you are doing well. Hopefully, you know, you don't hear some sort of like a rainy static noise because right now it's raining. Like these few days, the weather is very cold, man. I have to like wear trousers at home, which is like very rare, which is nice. I mean, cold weather is nice, and you know, when it gets too hot, it's very hard to concentrate doing work, right? But it's nice to be able to sleep in the cold weather. I mean, of course, you can turn on aircon, but there's something different about the rainy weather and the cold air. Right as I'm talking, right, I can hear the rain, like droplets beating against my window. So hopefully it wouldn't disrupt this whole podcast. So anyway, right, but as we fast approach the new year, I think we should just look at, you know, what is concerning our regular Singaporeans. And the best way to really find out about that is to go to the Reddit page, Ask Singapore. So the Reddit page, right, is where, you know, people, it's like a forum. People come here to share their thoughts, ask questions. And in this Ask Singapore subreddit page is a page where Singaporeans come here and ask questions and, you know, ask regular Singaporeans like their thoughts on different things. And this is one of the most popular polls of this year. And basically the topic says, what's the meaning of life in this fast-paced Singapore for you? Had a conversation with an older colleague today over lunch. He's 65 and about to retire by the end of this year. He told us, at this age, you will realize life actually has got no meaning. Like, what's life? You wake up, go to work, get yelled at by your boss and tolerate colleagues. Earn enough to pay bills and support your family. And once or twice a year, you go overseas for a short burst of happiness. You come back and then everything is back to normal. Some of you are stressed about buying a house. Some want to buy a nice car. Some of you are stressed about marriage, wondering if you have enough money to bring up your kid. And some of you work so hard till never eat lunch and then fall sick. You add so much burden and kept adding and adding till you feel heavy every month. And at the end of the day, you realize your entire life was spent chasing something. You add so much burden to yourself that you didn't get to fully enjoy life. And when you reach 65, it's too late. Your entire life just went by and you have missed it. This is tough, isn't it? I mean, I realized this very early on, but it's hard to really kind of accept this reality. And I think I kind of like halfway through accepting it really. And I'm really trying hard to find joy and find purpose, right? I don't want to be at 65 years old and just regretting, you know, not doing the things I want to do. But at the same time, doing all these things that you want to do also requires money, right? It's like a pick and choose kind of situation here, but it's tough, man. And then the person continues to write, and funny enough, a few of us can already relate to his statements at the age of 25 to 35. The mundane way of living has become the default standard. The more we earn, the more we feel burdened. We look forward to our salary, only to see it down by half the very next hour. After paying for our expenses and bills, we work our butts off, chase for that promotion, getting by with minimal hours of sleep. Weekends, off days are literally for you to sleep at home to prepare for the arduous week ahead. Yes, people always argue that we should not compare and be thankful, or the Redditor's favorite line, I just don't compare, lol. But saying that is as easy as saying bro is okay one to someone after the passing of his loved ones. It's not the same, and especially in Singapore when everything is so fast paced and people are always challenging and ousting one another, it can truly wear down someone. Recently heard about an ex-schoolmate who committed suicide because he felt as though he didn't do his job well as a father, and it made me realize how fragile life truly is. You know, at this age, near my 30s, close to 30s really, I have seen or heard of a couple of suicides. And oftentimes, you know, it's always the feeling of not being able to fulfill your expectations, not being able to do what you need to do, right? That can really drive someone to commit suicide. And there are always other reasons as well. It's not just this, but a few cases that I've heard of is always such scenario, right? Or just, you know, despair, absolute despair, not having any kind of things to look forward to, not feeling happiness, not feeling contented, and just maybe poor upbringing. And it's kind of sad though, you know, when you live long enough to see all these deaths happening, right? And you realize how short our life is and how easy your life can be taken away. And, you know, people having different kind of background and experience leading to this death, it's very hard to, I don't know, empathize or to really understand what they are going through. Anyway, the person continues to write, "So folks, what's the meaning of life to you? And how do you find meaning in life?" This Redditor basically asked this simple question, but yet, you know, this feels like one of the toughest questions to answer, right? Like, we constantly ask ourselves this question. Maybe when you are young, when you are a student, all you can think of is getting that good grade. And Singapore is so structured that you always have a milestone to look forward to, right? To work towards. Everything is very structured, the pathway. You just need to, you know, study, take O-levels, study, do your poly or your A-levels, then go to uni, study, get good GPA, then get into tech firm, big corporations, investment banking, and then that's your life, right? But then I think the toughest part is when you become an adult, when you really start working and earning a living, right? And you have so much time to really think about all these things because your life is no longer structured after that. So you really need to find what's the meaning of life. And a lot of people have this kind of question, right? Which is essentially what he's talking about now. And I think it's quite interesting to see what people comment. A lot of people have shared their opinions. So the first one, the most popular one, this person says, "Is it bad that I'm having similar thoughts at 23 and feeling generally depressed about life? I genuinely want to be as carefree as my friends, but I just can't seem to enjoy life like them. Perhaps I think too much. Then again, I'm not suicidal, so I won't consider myself depressed. Just jaded and apathetic. Feeling like I'm just existing and nothing more, waiting for the time to come." I think this person described my feelings very well. I'm having such thoughts right now. I mean, even though I'm not 23, I'm in my late 20s. I just don't really feel as happy as what I see others are. But I think part of it also comes from social media, right? Everything is very much like you put all your happy stuff on social media. But then I'm not so entrenched in social media anymore. The statement that this person mentioned that really captured or really resonated with me was the fact that I just can't seem to enjoy life. Not the comparison way, but just innately, right now, I can't really enjoy life. I remember when I was young, I was able to enjoy life. Maybe, you know, when I was still maybe immature or naive and a kid, there really isn't a lot of worries now. But then as you become an adult, there's a lot of worries, not just like monetary worries, right? Anything psychological, physical, whatever nonsense, all these worries just seems to drown out my ability to enjoy life or be happy. I never laugh as much as I was in the past. I remember several times when I was young, I was able to laugh until my stomach hurt. After I graduated, or even when I reach uni, I no longer have such experiences anymore. I don't laugh that much. I mean, I still laugh now and then, but I don't laugh to the extent of like I burst into tears. I don't feel elated. I don't look forward to anything. Like, I don't have that kind of happy anticipation. I look forward to my Marvel shows, which is nice, which is awesome. It makes me feel a little something, a little feeling, you know, in my heart and in my head, right? But overall in life, just don't really have that thing that I look forward to. But then when I was young, I remember I was looking forward to eating McDonald's. I was looking forward to eating KFC, you know, that rare KFC treat from your parents. I was looking forward to, you know, hanging out with friends during the holidays, going to the arcade. But now, I don't really have something that I really look forward to, like, in the past, which is kind of sad. But I'm not suicidal, and maybe I might be slightly depressed sometimes. But overall, I'm just jaded and apathetic, like what this person mentioned. Feeling like, you know, I'm just existing and nothing more. And the only salvation I have right now is content creation, which is this podcast and my YouTube channel where I get to, I don't know, feel fulfilled. At least I have something that I can, like, you know, express my creativity, I can work towards. But then I don't really feel like deep joy. Is that something that you're supposed to feel? Or is that something that it just gets lost over time, right? I'm not too sure. Do I have something wrong in my head? No idea, man. And then another Redditor replied, "Comparison is a thief of joy. What you described happened to me when I was 23. Happens now too. But youth is amazing and fleeting. Grasp it tightly and enjoy it. Just try to do something you like. Play a game, sit somewhere and watch people. Drink some nice kopi. Help your mom do some chores. Go volunteer. Go ride a bike. Don't give up. No one posts lousy posts of themselves. All posts only show happiness and success on purpose. Social media is designed to be that way, and it's not an accurate reflection of life." So I think this person's advice is quite good, because the first person who commented about this feeling apathetic, not being able to enjoy life like her friends, right? And this is quite good because, I mean, sometimes when you compare to friends, you can really see the difference here. But then unfortunately, or I wouldn't say it's unfortunate, but my friends are, like, even though they are on social media, they are not the typical kind of influencer type where they will post a lot of pictures to show that they are very happy. I mean, they just post like your usual stuff, like, oh, hanging out with friends, hanging out with girlfriend or boyfriend, eating good food. But that doesn't really affect me that much. But I think the comment, the first comment when the girl mentioned she can't enjoy life, which is true, but it's not really a comparison thing like what I mentioned just now. But this is quite good advice here. So either way, I mean, if you are not enjoying life like your friends, then maybe you can take this advice to heart. Like, don't really compare yourself. But how do you do that, right? I remember receiving this advice for quite some time, like from older people, and they say don't compare. But how do you not do that, right? Maybe like what you need to do is like when you found yourself comparing, you should probably stop. You need to be very self-aware. Besides that, I don't think there's anything else, right? But I suppose we are just so, comparing is just so ingrained in us that, I mean, that's how we become better, right? That's how we do well in exams. And it's so hard to like kind of turn off this habit, isn't it? So it really takes practice, I think. But then if your core reason, right, to why you're not enjoying life is not comparison, then I think maybe you should start thinking about, you know, what exactly can make you enjoy. Maybe it's more about gratitude. Just being grateful for things every day, writing down and reflecting. To be honest, I'm not sure lah. I'm really not sure. And then another person replied to the same thread. The 20s is a lie. Everyone is trying to prove that they have made it, and social media perpetuates this fallacy. The real deal comes when you are 40, and that's when those tried to blaze through the 20s and 30s will fall behind. Unless one is born in a relatively wealthy family, the average 20-something doesn't have much money. So if you see your peers living a lifestyle beyond what you can master and you are on equal ground, you are most likely to be living in debt and using one card to pay off another, creating a Ponzi scheme for themselves. Okay, this person is kind of jumping to conclusions. I'm not quite sure whether this is true. Kind of like stereotyping or even just assuming things, right? I'm not quite sure how true this is, but I guess it could be partly true. We never know. I mean, that's why you see, I always wonder, right, how come Grab and all these different e-commerce platforms is launching buy now, pay later. I don't know who uses it until I realized there are people out there that actually is living paycheck to paycheck, even though I myself, like I always use myself as a reference point, right? Then like, I got savings, right? Why I need to buy now, pay later? That doesn't make sense. I'm not like an investment banker, right? I can buy now, then I pay later, then I use the money that is supposed to be used to buy now, I can go and invest. That doesn't make sense because you're just buying like a $300 item. How much can you invest, right? So what I realized eventually is there are people out there, like I have a friend that's living paycheck to paycheck, and wow, this is actually quite useful for them because they can just buy now and pay later because they are very cash tight, right? They are in debt, they are buying a new house, there are a lot of expenses, especially when you are at this age. When you are getting married, you need to get a house, you need to prepare for your wedding, you need to get a ring, you need to get a lot of miscellaneous overhead, a lot of costs here that really kind of burn away your deposit, your savings, right? So buy now, pay later might be a useful thing here. So that is for the first thread. Let's just look at another comment. I just live my life day to day. It helps that I've always lived frugally. Grew up in the pretty middle class HDB flat like most. Okay grades, local uni, okay job. But even though my income has risen substantially than my first paycheck, I'm still pretty much eating the same things for breakfast, lunch, and dinner. Still take public transport, still live in HDB. I don't stress myself out by looking at Insta or FB or whatever other forms of social media that just makes you sad when comparing to others. I challenge myself to learn something new every day, however minuscule. Like today, I learned how accounting for non-recoverable taxes work. I just think of myself as in a game and I'm just collecting points along the way. No one cares about it except you, and that's how life should be lived. So I think this part, I suppose I'm very similar to this where I have a okay grade, I'm a local uni, I have an okay job, and I have extra income now, but I still eat the same thing every day. And for me, I find a lot of joy just learning things, right? I mean, she or he might be learning accounting, you know, he finds it interesting. But for me, I really find the whole process of creating content, learning what people want and also learning how to set up this content, how to do this Photoshop stuff, very enriching. I'm just happy doing it, right? Not really like damn happy, but it's more of like, oh, I look forward to this to some extent. I'm just happy to be able to do it. Anyway, sorry guys, if you hear some sort of like drilling noise from afar, right? For some reason, there's people drilling on a Saturday. That doesn't make sense at all. I find it very annoying, you know. People just like to do this kind of noisy stuff. Like, I cannot imagine doing shift work. Because recently, my friend just joined ICA. And then he's doing shift work, you know. Then I asked him, hey, if your place is drilling, how? I mean, you do 10 a.m. to 10 p.m. or no, 10 p.m. or 10 a.m. Then you come home, you want to sleep, right? Then the person drilling, how do you even sleep through it? It's damn annoying, man. Then you are losing your sleep, right? It's unfortunate. Singapore is so packed, right? All the HDB flats. One place drill, then another building can hear it. It is what it is. Similar to Hong Kong, isn't it? I mean, if I have a chance to live overseas, that would be nice. Where I can experience peace, live in a farm or a countryside. But then, I don't have internet, right? Countryside, does it have internet? Internet might not be as strong as the city side, right? I just want some peace, you know. Being in maybe more atas area, maybe there's more peace. Living in service apartment, I suppose in service apartment you can't really do any drilling or renovation, right? Maybe if I ever become rich, I can consider that. But I can't stand the noise, man. I feel like sometimes I might be autistic, but I never get it tested. I think there was one time I was seeking therapy and I was telling my therapist about my father, you know, not liking noise, and I think he affected me to some extent as well. And my therapist was telling me, there's a chance that your father might be autistic. Do you know? Then it's like, I don't know, man. I mean, my father is the kind of generation where mental health doesn't exist, right? So I'm not sure about that. I'm not sure. Yeah. But it is what it is then. Yeah, sorry, I go on a tangent. But this is the second comment. Then let's just read the third comment and see whether there's anything that is useful. So the third comment says, I've already went through the whole existential crisis phase in my 20s, so now I'm relatively a more chill about existential issues such as this. I'm a nihilist or nihilist, it's N-I-H-I-L-I-S-T. I've seen this word before and I kind of know what it means, but I don't know how to pronounce it. And just take life as it comes. My interests change often and recently I've been kind of curious about housing stuff. So I want to learn about how all the electrical wirings and plumbing system work in HDB. So yeah, curiosity helps to keep me alive and going. I like to learn about how things work and there's an endless wealth of information and knowledge out there for me to read, watch and understand. I feel happy and satisfied with myself whenever I manage to fix something or find solutions to what seems like a difficult problem before I solve it. Whenever I feel bored or depressed, I exercise and just let myself chill until I feel okay again. Feelings and emotions are all fleeting stuff, they are temporary, just like every moment in life. It's no big deal, but actions that harm the self can have longer lasting negative effects, so it's better to not do anything than to do something when a person is feeling bad. You don't have to just keep doing something all the time. Relaxing and chilling are also doing something. Letting the mind rest so that it can recover and recoup is just as important as doing things to achieve results towards some tangible goal. I think there's a lot of interesting points that this person raised that can be useful here. I think the last paragraph when he or she talked about, you know, letting your mind rest and relaxing and chilling is also doing something. I think in the recent years or recent decade, there's this whole thing about hustle culture, right? This whole like, you know, LinkedIn culture, YouTube self-help culture. It kind of started when I was around in poly. Then the self-help book just started growing in popularity, right? Then it kind of reached the apex around the last 5 years where there's this whole hustle culture. You need to spend your free time studying, learning, constant lifelong learning and not resting, right? And that I feel is pretty toxic. It's like it just kind of makes it such that when you relax and chill and do nothing, you are wasting your time, you're not being productive. And I don't think that's a good way to approach life. I mean, it's fine, it's good that you're learning things, right? When you're being curious, you're trying to pick up some skills. But at the same time, it's also important to recognize the fact about doing nothing, spending time and just recuperating and relaxing. And just maybe thinking about life, you don't always have to keep your mind occupied and keep on doing something, right? Because if you keep doing something, then you don't have time to stop and think about where you're going ahead. If you just keep charging towards that direction, right? And you just end up wondering like, you know, what's your purpose in life? When you subscribe to just one kind of like approach or idea or philosophy, I don't know how to describe this, or doctrine, right? You kind of just ignore the other things, right? Because what I feel right now is that a lot of these people kind of subscribe to this thing, this whole hustle culture, but then you don't really experience other parts of life, right? And you just shut out everything else, and your whole personality is just defined based on that. And I think life is a lot more interesting, right? That your life exists not just within the working world, your career world, because oftentimes this feels like, you know, this whole end goal for them is getting to a higher place in their careers, getting more money, or just hustling and being able to afford their lifestyle. But then your life is more than that, right? You have different components. You have your social life, you have your religious or spiritual life, you have your family, your romantic relationships, different aspects of life that you should try and balance and explore. Because if you are exploring only one part of your life, then every part suffers. Then you're not well-rounded. I feel that to really truly be happy or to experience life to the fullest is to be well-rounded, to explore every part of life. It's through this balance that you are able to achieve some sort of like purpose and peace, right? I think there are some theories about that, balancing everything, because you kind of see examples happening where people who strive too much to like, you know, optimize their career, then they lose out on their family relationship and all these things, and you realize that career is not the be all and all, right? And sometimes happiness is really, you derive more from social relationships instead of career, because your career can feel a sense of purpose and meaning, but then at the end of the day, it's empty, you know. You can't take it to your grave. You achieve something, but then comparing that thing, like achieving getting your C-suite role or whatever, and then comparing to the birth of a child, having a relationship with your family, going through all these like experiences, going out with them, hanging out, building memories, right? As compared to that, don't know, man, it feels like this career thing is very hollow. Maybe it's just my thought, and maybe some other people have different opinions like that, lor. I don't know. I'm just sharing my thoughts here. Yeah, so this is the third comment. Let's just look at another one. So the fourth comment also, the person wrote quite a fair bit. This person says, it will only get worse, hence why I won't have children, won't subject them to this madness unless I am ultra rich and can spoil them and give them all the advantages needed. Meritocracy is a farce. I think it's kind of true to some extent. Like, if your starting line is way in the front, you have a lot of these resources, if you are rich, then it kind of benefits you to some extent, right? You are ahead of everyone really. And then if your starting line is at the back, if you are poor, then it's a lot harder. But then even with meritocracy, you still kind of have a path, right? If you work hard enough, if you are lucky enough, you probably might get ahead. So I'm not too sure about this, but I think not having children is that there is something that I don't want to have also. Similar to this person, I wouldn't want to subject them to this whole rat race, and I myself don't have the emotional capacity and the maturity or the heart or even the mind or the mental capacity, you know, to take care of this child and really to guide them through this whole madness, right? This mad world. I mean, I might be very negative here and seeing the world in a very like negative light, like, oh, the world is shitty and everything, there's a lot of difficult things happening, but to be honest, you know, my life experiences have really shaped this mentality, and I don't think this mentality is good for raising a child. And I can't just magically just snap my fingers and change my mindset, right? If I were to think of a perfect situation, would be like a perfect version of myself to be able to raise a child is to, you know, have a solid like parent family background, to feel love and to know the value of family, which I don't. And at the same time, having some sort of moral foundation, religion, or just stability, I guess. And I never had such stability, and I mean, I can't bring that to a child, right? I can't give my child that kind of stability when I myself don't have that kind of stability. But that aside, the person continues to say, but beyond that, the meaning is your own to make. I don't care about partaking in the rat race. Are my colleagues and friends more successful and earning mid-six digits a year? Absolutely. Are they happy and well-adjusted people? Nope. Rampant alcoholism, adultery, and high blood pressure, amongst other things. Are my observations biased? Probably, but I can see similar trends when conversing with other people who are surrounded by people like this. There's a price to pay for that success. No wrong and rights about that. That's up to the individual. Personally, I can't care less anymore. I mean, why take life seriously when life itself refuses to take you seriously? You ain't the main character. The universe owes you absolutely nothing. You can work hard your entire life on your way to the new, very high paying job you work years overtime for, and then some fucker in a car decides to cut the lights and turn you into a meat crayon. 38 years of life gone down the drain. Or you being single for so many years finally found the perfect person, get married, have a beautiful few years of marriage where everything is going right before stage 4 cancer takes your spouse away. And now you're left alone. Family and friends mourn with you for max 2 weeks before they go about their lives as if nothing happened. Damn, that's a very bleak kind of view of life, right? And I can relate to that, you know, because like what I mentioned previously, you can do all these things, you can work very hard, and you can have all these expectations, right? But then the truth is the universe doesn't owe you anything. And what this person really is trying to say is you need to cherish every moment and maybe temper your expectations. You can kind of expect it, but don't really like be attached to that expectations and focus on what you currently have and be grateful, right? And essentially the person just ends it off by saying appreciating each and other day is key, at least for me, one day at a time. I don't ever assume it will get better one day or it will pay off later and not really have any expectations. Remember, all this can end very abruptly. And I think this mindset is something I'm trying to work towards. I used to have a lot of expectations. I used to compare a lot. I really, you know, when I do something, I expect something to happen. I have wishes, I have hopes and all these things. And that doesn't mean that it's bad, but sometimes I can get way too caught up with it. And it actually ends up hurting me mentally, psychologically, and it really results in a very, I don't know, negative kind of mindset and don't feel happy. What I eventually learn is that I need to temper my expectations and really focusing on the now and be grateful for what I have. And only through that then can I be contented and happy, right? Because if you keep on comparing to the future, keep on thinking about expectations, expecting this, expecting that, then you will end up not feeling happy at all. So I thought this was a very insightful comment that reminded me of all this kind of progress that I worked through since I graduated, right? All this perspective, just growing from it and realizing my negative thinking, my expectations and all those things. So I hope that, you know, these comments that I mentioned, that I read through, it provided some insightful, you know, advice. You know, I hope that you guys have really picked up something useful here. And I really enjoyed reading through all these comments. I also learned something myself. Also, if you have been enjoying this podcast for quite some time, you can always consider the Patreon page. So it's patreon.com/chillaxpodcast, where you can support this podcast for as cheap as a taping, where, you know, for $3 a month or $2-$3 a month, you get additional bonus episodes. And all this money will go towards creating the video podcast, the live stream setup, and giving me more time and freedom to explore different kind of content, to focus more on this podcast. And I really hope you guys enjoy this podcast